The number of people experiencing homelessness in Indianapolis has not improved much in recent years. Leaders say permanent supportive housing is a key piece of the puzzle to reduce homelessness. WFYI's Zach Castle reports on how Indianapolis is doing in efforts to increase the city's stock of supportive housing.
Rusty Johnson knows the streets. He said he was homeless for over 20 years.
The degradation and the traumatic experiences of being homeless had an impact on me spiritually, physically, and especially mentally.
Through Johnson's housing journey, he navigated a criminal record, drugs and alcohol, depression, and serious health issues. He eventually qualified for a furnished apartment in a complex that provided wraparound services. Johnson is now involved in harm reduction and street outreach work. Chelsea Herring-Cosey, executive director of the Indianapolis Coalition for Homelessness Intervention and Prevention, or CHIP, says supportive housing projects like this work.
So you have an entire building that is dedicated to supportive housing, and they're partnered with a service provider that is really walking alongside that person.
Johnson shared his story last November with over 100 people gathered for a ribbon-cutting ceremony for a new housing complex on the Near East Side. Compass on Washington is a 36-unit complex that provides permanent supportive housing for people experiencing chronic homelessness in partnership with Horizon House, a local nonprofit located next door. Leaders at the city, CHIP, and Horizon House all said local housing retention rates are higher than the national average, above 90% when using supportive housing models. Compass is the ninth permanent supportive housing project the city has opened since 2020, according to data WFYI obtained from the Indianapolis Department of Metropolitan Development. The city has added 358 units of total permanent supportive housing in the past 4 years. In 2018, Indianapolis set an ambitious goal to end homelessness by 2023. The plan outlined the creation of 222 units of permanent supportive housing per year, for a total of 1,110. That hasn't happened. Stakeholders said that there are many reasons and that the city has had to adapt the 2018 plan. Rodney Stockman is the city's senior policy director for homelessness at DMD.
Frankly, when the plan was developed, it was kind of not based on a lot of factual mapping.
He said that these projects rely heavily on a complicated federal funding stream administered through the state called the Low Income Housing Tax Credit Program that has made financing units difficult because of interest rates. CHIP's Herring-Cosey says the projects like these involve complicated logistics. The pandemic also impacted costs.
Supply chain issues created lots of delays in building and the construction process. It has taken a lot of time to develop new projects.
The American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 infused funding into a federal affordable housing program. Stockman said Indianapolis spent $7.5 million of its $15 million allocation on permanent supportive housing. The city estimated that each person would need about $6,000 of supportive services to achieve a successful outcome. Herring-Cosey says that Indianapolis also needs a fully functioning housing agency. The Indianapolis Housing Agency entered a cooperative agreement between HUD and the city after years of mismanagement and dysfunction.
It's essentially in a recovery process.
Stakeholders agreed that because of the challenges of the pandemic, financing units, construction, and issues at the housing agency, there's a need for creative solutions. That's where the new master leasing program comes in. The city is currently building partnerships with landlords to create 5-year leases for people to be housed in addition to building new complexes. It's considered a form of permanent supportive housing. DMD's Stockman says this solution addresses another long-time barrier.
This is a very landlord-friendly state. A lot of people experiencing homelessness have had various challenges with their rental history, and those challenges keep people from being housed.
A count of people experiencing homelessness in Indianapolis last year found 1,701 on a single night in January. I'm Zach Castle.